Welcome to another episode of Talks with Towels, the podcast helping you step into your best self. We talk all things mindset, health, fitness, and business. Hello, my beautiful potty fam. Welcome back to another episode of Talks with Towels. We are doing a solo episode today. Now, I had this chat with my clients and I thought it was a really good one, so I wanted to bring it in here to the potty so you all can get some of the goodness that we chatted about. One thing I am loving at the moment, let's just jump into that quickly, is my new camera. I got a camera and it takes the best photos. It's the Canon. Takes the best photos. I've just recorded some videos on it and I'm excited to see how they go. So that's what I'm loving at the moment. But the episode that we are going to be talking about today is what actually is your best life? What is your best life? Because I think we are conditioned by society to think that our best life is either like going out and getting fucked up or eating whatever we want and just like sleeping in. And the reason why this kind of came to life was because I was reflecting on last year. So last year I went away to Marimbula and I had a great time with my friends. I went with my best friend, her partner, and Ashley, my partner. And whilst we were there, we drank a lot, we ate a lot, we didn't really have any structure, we relaxed a lot. And I felt fucking shit. Like, there's no other way to put it. I felt shit. Like, whilst I had a good time, I also just felt so yucky in my mind and body. Okay, why? Well, I wasn't nourishing it. I wasn't giving my body what it needed. So I was waking up feeling so inflamed, so bloated. I wasn't having like any protein. I wasn't sticking to my non-negotiables that make me feel good. I didn't have any organization. And so I was kind of waking up, having whatever breakfast. Then we'd like go out for lunch and I'd just get, you know, whatever everyone else was kind of having. We'd have a platter. I was overeating on the platter. We were drinking like a lot of sugary drinks and then we were relaxing. And one thing about me, I don't really like to relax on a holiday. I am an adventurer through and through. I want to go exploring. I want to go swimming. I want to go snorkeling. Like that's what I love. So me just fucking sitting there eating, I felt like a sloth. I really did. And it's funny because from an outside lens, I was like, yeah, living my best life, kicking my feet up. And I remember on the way home, just like really thinking to myself, that actually isn't my best life, but society thinks that's our best life, right? Going and having a cocktail in the pool, and whilst that's definitely something I enjoy, like I need other things in the day. And so what I decided after that event was really getting clear on what my best life actually looks like. What is my best life? Okay. And what I really got clear on was my best life was actually nourishing my body. That actually makes me feel fucking good and energized, and I feel high vibe and I'm in a high frequency and I feel amazing. That's my best life, right? Going on a holiday and waking up in the morning, going on a big walk, having a coffee, getting a, you know, high protein, more nourishing breakfast, and then spending a day like going snorkeling or doing an activity or riding around on bikes through the city. That's my best life, you know, and then going for a delicious dinner and dessert and maybe some cocktails in the pool. That's also my best life. So I really got clear on what it was for me. And now I can pass that on through my life. So this year I'm going to Hamilton Island for New Year's with the same amazing couple. And I just made it really clear to my bestie that it was really important for me to have some structure, to have a routine. And I just put some boundaries in place, not from her perspective, like she's so on board with it. We just didn't communicate. But I said, this time I'd like to have a more nourishing breakfast. So she's like, fuck yeah, like let's make like overnight Weet-Bix or go to the shops and make like oats or bacon and eggs or something. And so I know that in the morning for breakfast, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to move my body. That was really important. I didn't move my body much last time. So I'm going to go up, get up, go on a big hike or go on a big walk or go to the gym if I can, have a home-cooked meal at the place that we're staying at. We've got a jam-packed itinerary. We're going on a boat hire. We're going snorkeling. We're doing go-karting. Our partners are doing golf. We're doing tennis. I'm so excited. And then in the afternoon, I can have a cocktail in the pool and then have a more calorie-dense dinner or maybe a few drinks and then go to bed at a decent time. That lights me up. Okay, so I want you guys to think about in this, you know, the end of the year, even like with Christmas and stuff coming up, don't stoop to other people's levels. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have a lot of family members that project onto you and that don't understand what you're doing or why you're doing it. They're going to call you obsessive for choosing broccoli maybe over, you know, the sweets. But you've got to tap into what actually makes you feel good. Okay, and as I said, I've had a lot of projections along the way of choices that I've made, going to bed early, waking up early. I can't tell you how many people judge me for the time I go to bed. Like, they're shocked, or, you know, the time I get up. But the people that I hang around with, like, we think it's fucking weird to go to bed that late, right? But I don't judge that. I'm just like, yeah, like, I just do me, right? But even at Christmas time, say if I didn't have the big calorie dense breakfast and everyone was eating out, they'd probably judge and think, oh, you're just obsessive. Why are you just having a coffee? But I know what makes me feel good. And it's not from an obsessive place at all. I just know what my best life is. Okay. And I think it's just something that we really need to carry with us. I think a lot of people are doing what their best life used to be. Because back in the day, I didn't give a shit about how I felt. And I didn't know what it felt like to feel really good. And so I had nothing to compare to. So if I stayed up late or I ate, breakfast that had no nourishment or whole foods, like a big stack of pancakes, and then ate sweets throughout the day, fuck, I'm getting mixed up. I wouldn't have noticed it because I never felt good. But now that I've felt what it feels like, you know, to feel amazing, I have that to compare to. And that is my best life, where a lot of my family members or your family members or people, like, they don't nourish their body. They don't move their body. So they don't understand why we do what we do. And that gets to be okay, right? So I really encourage you guys this festive season, next year, it's like your fucking whole life, actually tap into and write it out. Get your journal out. What is my best life? What actually is my best life? How does that look? On a holiday, what is my best life? And Ashley and I actually figured this out the other day because we went away on the weekend. We saw Zach Bryan. He was fucking amazing. I'm just reminiscing. Oh, I love him. But the Friday night, we stayed in the city and we... What did we do? So we got to the city, we went on a walk, we explored, we went out for dinner, we got Thai, I had one drink, Ash didn't drink at all. We then scooted around the city, we went ice skating, which was a fucking fail. Why is roller skating so hard? I could roller skate back in the day, so I thought I was going to be a champ. I struggled hard, and so did Ash. It was hilarious. So we left after like 10 minutes, no joke. But then after the ice skating, yeah, we went back to the room. We got cozy in bed. We had a great sleep. We woke up nice and early. We walked to Doherty's gym. We had an early morning, like 6 a.m. gym session. We then went out for breakfast and got a coffee. And then we went bowling, like, all before 10 a.m. And it was the best, and we felt amazing. And then that day, we went out for a big lunch where we ate quite a lot of food. It was quite heavy. We had steak, mac and cheese. We had a lot of alcohol. Not a lot of alcohol, but compared to what we had the night before, I just had one drink. We definitely had some more drinks. We went to the concert, which was great, but we stayed up late. We went to bed late, and then we woke up feeling so shit. And I actually asked him, like, what was your favorite part of the weekend? And he said, you know, just like riding the scooters and like walking around town. Like, that was both of our favorite part of the weekend. And I think back in the day, like, us going to the city, what it used to look like was like going there, eating heaps of fucking food. Like, the whole thing was centered around food. We'd like go to Bistro Morgan, which, if you haven't been to Melbourne, like, their donuts are elite. So please do try them. But we'd have to get like a 6-pack of donuts. We then eat cookies. We'd go and get like crazy burgers. And like, it was just this whole foodie thing. Whereas this time, it wasn't like that at all. And I think we've just like not matured a lot on our journey, but we've really tapped into our values and what actually makes us feel good. And so this time it was different. But on the Saturday, we had to experience that in order to come back to what actually makes us feel good now. And we have to be put in these situations in order to learn from them and understand what we can do moving forward. Because for me, I wouldn't have understood what my best life was if I hadn't gone through that in Marimbula last year. I wouldn't have actually understood how I felt. And so now I have that knowledge. I'm going to carry that with me on this holiday. And that's probably the same with you guys. You might like go to the city with your partner and try something new and see what you actually enjoy, because now we have that knowledge to carry with us to America. So we go to America next year on a big holiday, and we now know how we're going to structure it. We're going to, have our home cooked breakfast and then get up and explore and move around a lot. Then we'll have a delicious lunch, but we don't have to eat fucking a million things that we see. We really just value how we feel. And that is our best life. And so having that experience on the weekend was really awesome for us, because Yeah, we just now know what really makes us feel good. And so I just wanted to share that with you guys because I think we've outgrown a lot of things that we used to do, even hanging around certain people and getting fucked up this festive season and staying up late. You might have outgrown that and maybe it's not going to feel as good as it used to. And I guess this conversation was sparked as well because I had a conversation with my client the other day who messaged me on Monday and she's like, oh, I had like a friend's mess and we all drank a lot and stuff. Well, they drank a lot and I only had to have a couple of drinks and I felt so good from that. And like, it actually didn't make me feel good at all. And I was like, that is such an incredible lesson for you to carry on, to actually understand what makes you feel good and what doesn't. And she now knows this weekend she has another event, how she's going to approach it. And not from the lens of like, oh, I have to be super restrictive, but from the lens of like, I fucking know what makes me feel good. So yeah, I hope you guys have the best Chrissy. I'm sure we'll touch base maybe before then. But yeah, just wanted to get this one out there. I hope you have the best day wherever you are in the world. If you did like this, please screenshot and share to your socials, but get really fucking clear on what your best life is, what your best days look like, what your best holiday looks like, and carry those habits with you. Before I go, I just want to remind you baddies that my group program, The Lifestyle Upgrade, starts the second week of Jan. The whole idea of this is to upgrade every single area of your life and actually find your best life. Through this program, you will 100% find your best life. What we're going to be focusing on is the foundational work. I was saying yesterday that so many people don't have the foundation. So of course, things feel overwhelming. Of course, you can't stick to anything. If you don't have the foundations in place, you're going to keep signing up to every single coach, every single program, and nothing is going to stick. It is not a discipline problem. You just don't have the foundations in place. And so you see it time and time again, people like join these programs and they don't stick to it. And it's like, well, of course, because when you start this health and fitness journey, guys, it takes time to actually get things to stick. So even for my clients, what I've noticed is when they've worked with me long term, their deficit is enjoyable, it's easy, it's seamless because we've nailed the foundations, we've created lasting habits. So it's a really simple transition, right? But when they first started having to go from doing nothing to then training, doing your steps, meal prepping, doing the food shop, doing all of that stuff, it's fucking overwhelming. And then you're going to want to give up because you're trying to do too many things at once. So what you want to do is slowly ease your way in, nail one thing, then nail the other. So it might look like starting to go to the gym and getting into that routine. Then you might add on steps and then you might add on meal prepping and then you might add on tracking and then you might add on like having that routine of every Sunday you do your meal prep and tracking and all of that type of stuff. And then once that's ingrained and then you jump into a deficit, it's an easy transition. But if you're trying to do all of that and try and lose weight and try and navigate this life, it's going to be very hard for you to stick to. And that's why with the lifestyle upgrade, you can be anyone at any level. Maybe you actually have all the foundations in place, but you just want to fucking upgrade your training or your physique or your mindset. That's what this is about. So we're really going to be smashing our goals. You can choose to shred or maintain. I'm going to be jumping into a deficit. I'm also choosing to go sober for the whole time. And really just challenge myself and show myself that I'm capable of so much more as well. I really want to leave my comfort zone further and push myself. So I'll be smashing my goals with you guys. And don't underestimate the power of being in close proximity with other people who are smashing similar goals. It is so fucking motivating because if you're hanging around people who don't have any goals, they're just eating whatever, they're not really training, it's not going to expand you. Surround yourself with like-minded people who are going to expand you and push you to do and be better. The link will be in the show notes. So join me. I am so excited. It is such an affordable price. You get your macros, you get calories, training programs, access to the WhatsApp chat and Facebook group where you can ask me as many questions as you want. I'll be plugging in there multiple times a day with little words of wisdom and motivation and just sharing even like my journey. So you also get a free copy of my recipe book. You get a free copy of Flexible Nutrition Made Easy as well. Meal plan examples with delicious fucking food. So join us. I cannot wait. It's time for an upgrade.